Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you from Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Ow! Yes.
You know, we could bring the cowbell back to that. That's been a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I've picked it up. I've picked up the pace there. I'm going to put more umph on it because the first few times we got listener letters saying that needs more cowbell, right? So we haven't had to use it in a while.
Summer's here, you know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. So might have to do that. But man, there's definitely some wiffle batting going on and some that need it that they've been designated as wiffle bat worthy.
Oh yes, without a doubt.
Yeah,
they just keep stepping right up to the plate, you know. And you know, we don't throw the ball, we throw the bat.
Right.
Yeah, as long as they just keep stepping up there, we'll just keep tossing it. So, you know,
Right now, as the news stories are flying at us, I'm reminded of a saying that I used to still reiterate, but I used to really drive home a lot, and that is, when the right hand is waving, look to see what the left hand is doing.
That's right.
What are they trying to distract you from, and you know what's going on? So, sifting and sorting through that is quite the challenge now, because it's like a constant barrage of fake news, disinformation. Well, they're saying the right is engaging in misinformation.
Right.
In other words, we're just misinformed. We're just giving you the wrong information. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
While they are putting out disinformation.
Yep.
That is intentional. It is designed to mislead you and deceive you.
Right. Well, and that's what is so great about this last couple of weeks. I just love what Congress has been doing. I love the fact that they're doing some awesome digging to
yes,
shed light on all of the facts, and now all of the cockroaches are running and scurrying for their
yes,
lives, and it's just a great thing, because like we were talking about yesterday, it's been a long time in coming to get to this point, and
right,
especially over the past 3 years, it's been such a trouble to wait. You know, it's like the patience is just about gone, but it's nice to see that it's starting to turn around, and they're now they're running scared. They're actually realizing the tide that they have set is turning against them now.
That's right.
And the 44th president's position, who usurped his position. He wasn't even president, you know, so it's hard to even make that mouthful statement, you know.
Yeah.
But
the
44th position usurper
right,
that got there by election fraud, he's really laying it down now with trying to tell everybody that we need full-blown government censorship to eradicate independent media. And it says,
wow,
right beneath that, it says, translation, people are exposing way too much of my corruption. Government needs to shut them down before I get in real trouble. Is
wow.
You know, that's the perfect translation for that. But just the fact that he said that, and this is recent, this was said on May 21st of this year, that we need full-blown government censorship to eradicate independent media, which
wow,
he's talking directly at us. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I didn't see that, but the one that I saw, you could definitely read between the lines. It's, I'm just so concerned about the great divide that we have in ideologies, and we need to bring that together, you know, because, you know, you have two narratives. Well, in other words, the narrative of the right's got to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's a snake. He has a way of saying things without really coming right out and saying it.
Right.
But he did
there though, you know. And,
oh, did he?
And there's I've got another audio clip of him describing how his response to somebody that asked him the question, "Don't you wish that you could run for a third term?" And he said, "Well, you know, you can't, that can't be done. But if it could be, you know, I also wouldn't mind just being able to be the person whispering in the next guy's ear." He actually said that. And then he and Michael Obama moved it just a very, very short distance away from the White House as soon as Biden usurped his position and stole that office. And so is that why he lives so close, so that he's within range of being able to virtually whisper in his ear?
Yeah, all of these deep state creeps are in there whispering in the ears of the so-called policymakers, you know.
We know Hillary
policy
is
implementers,
too.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they're. I mean, it's deeply embedded. Trump knows that now.
Oh yes.
But
yes.
Like you said, Congress is now pulling. They're starting to pull on these threads, and everything's starting to come unraveled for them. They're running scared. And the CIA is mentioned among the agencies, people at the top level of the agencies that were involved with this. The Trump. What do you even call that? It's this scheming to try to oust the president,
right?
But
well,
listen to this.
The shortest word to describe that is getting Gaddafi'd.
Well, Breitbart just came out with the report that the CIA was warned of Ukraine's plan to sabotage the Nord Stream pipeline. Ukraine is going to sabotage the Nord Stream pipeline, while we've got the United States and other NATO forces in that area.
Yeah, right.
You know, just prior to that, the Nord Stream blowing up, Ukraine is going to do that while they're getting, you know, they're hunkering down in bunkers right now. And this is reports coming from the CIA, or the CIA is linked to this. They were also linked to Trump's collusion.
Right.
With the Russians, right?
Right.
I mean, they've lost so much credibility.
Well, and what's interesting too is here's another statement where the agencies, they're on the run now also, and now they're, you know, like we said yesterday, they're all of them are starting to cannibalize each other.
Yeah.
And
good.
So listen to this statement here. It says here that the FBI says their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the information he has brought forward about the Biden family. But listen to it exactly. It says, FBI concerned their informant on Biden bribery corruption will be killed if the name is made public. The FBI is not only confirming the bribery evidence is real, but that the Biden crime family may murder people trying to expose them.
Oh, so we still have a few patriots in the FBI
putting
the truth out.
Well, you know, they're running scared now because they know that the prosecution is coming, and that this whole big charade that they've been involved in is now being exposed, and people are not going to tolerate it.
Right.
And so prosecution is coming. And so now they're all like, you know, every man for himself, you know.
Yeah.
Throw whoever you have to under the bus.
I'm a patriot. I need to warn you about some things.
Yeah, right.
Because
now, I mean, if they're no longer going to cover for the Biden crime family, the Bidens are going down big time.
Oh, man. Wiffle bat them all the way down to the ground, too.
And we've got a great little clip here from the White House, a White House press meeting that, oh, my gosh, John Kirby, the White House spokesperson for the press, he ate it so hard on this clip. I can't wait to share that
with
you.
Well, this is a time when I wish we had a TV show as opposed to just a radio show,
right,
because the look on his face was priceless.
he was, this guy's pretty speechless because he's asked a direct question about the Biden corruption.
Right. Yeah. Well, looking forward to getting to that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, since we're doing double duty this month during Straight Up Humility Month.
Yes.
We're celebrating all month long.
That's right.
We've got a couple to get to. So
We do.
Just before, well, the word of the day. So.
Well, right. And you know, speaking of Straight Up Humility Month, last week, parents in California, in North Hollywood, protested a Pride Month assembly being held at an elementary school, for crying out loud. But that's good. They're protesting it. And I'm just glad to see them protesting it. And so they don't like this. Like we said, we're sick and tired of this garbage being shoved down our throats. And nobody likes it but the people that are trying to shove it upon us.
Yeah, I just saw a news story. I haven't had a chance to pull it open and read up on the details, but the headlines are that a Christian was arrested for reading scripture at a homosexual deviancy celebration, and he got arrested.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting into that. Not this morning, but you know, after the show, I'm going to take a look at that.
That's very odd. I mean, what's up with the cops? Are they drag queens themselves? You know, that are willing to do that.
Moonlighting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then we've got one of our favorite pastors. He's world famous, Pastor Kurt Schneider. He's a Messianic Jew. So he grew up Jewish, but he's a Christian pastor.
Right.
And so he's taking a stand against this whole Pride Month thing as well. And he's starting this whole huge initiative called Taking the Rainbow Back.
Yes.
And he says in his flyer, he says, go to our website, takingtherainbowback.com, and watch their launch video. And he's made t-shirts that say this, you know, taking the rainbow back. And he's saying, enough is enough. It's time for us to stand up and do what is right.
Good.
So it's good to report on that kind of thing. And so our scripture verse for Straight Up Humility Month comes today from James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, which read under the title, Humility Cures Worldliness. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And so that's very cool because just the fact that the title is Humility Cures Worldliness.
Yeah, you know, worldliness leads to decadence and the loss of prosperity and the loss of his blessings and his protection.
Right.
Everything else. So yeah, that's very good.
Right.
Love it.
And so, yep, short and sweet. But
what was that scripture one more time?
That was
First Peter.
That was James.
Oh, James.
Chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. You were close.
I was.
It was in the Bible.
Yeah, Peter and James, they knew each other.
Right.
All right. So.
Okay. And so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 21. And this is a random turning just right off the heels of Daniel. So this is super cool.
Oh, yeah.
So this is reading under the title, The Sixth Trumpet, The Angels from the Euphrates. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and year were released to kill a third of mankind.
Wow.
Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. And that's it.
That's not from the past. That's coming
up. That's coming.
Yep.
And so what's very interesting about that is you and I have been reporting on the fact that the Euphrates River is drying up.
Yes.
It's nearly dried up totally now.
Right. It is. It's just shriveling up by the day. And I always thought that was fascinating when I read that about the four demons, the four fallen angels that are bound up there right now.
Right.
I mean, they are there right now. If you've been to the Euphrates up and down, for those of you who've been in Iraq and you've been up and down the Euphrates, you have no idea how close you came to these four demons that are real and that are really there, that are bound up, that are going to be released.
That's right. And the interesting part here is that earlier in chapter 9, they're describing that they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon.
Right.
And so they're saying, one woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. And so here we've got the king who is over these angels, who is over the angel of the bottomless pit. He's in charge, basically, in this area. And these four angels that are going to be released and kill a third of mankind, apparently, they're going to be using or working through this 200 million man army. And we already know that's China, because it says as soon as the Euphrates River dries up, the king, the king of the east
is going to bring the army over.
He sends
the Euphrates
right,
after
because
it dries
it's dried up. And so we already know that China is the only one that has a 200 million man army.
Yeah, this is the only nation right now that could field a 200 million man army besides India. They've got the population, but they don't have the military or the infrastructure. They don't have that. All the mechanisms in
place.
They
don't
even
have a reason.
It's China.
It's definitely China.
Be, right.
And they're going to kill a third of mankind. And so it says that what they're bringing with them is fire, smoke, and brimstone, and that is what's going to kill a third of mankind. And that very much sounds like nuclear war.
Well, when you look at the demonstrations of the Chinese military and their multiple rocket launching systems and the firepower that they have from their aircraft and artillery. I mean, they could describe the massive, just the conventional ordnance they have is mind-blowing.
Right.
And, but then they do have nuclear capabilities as well. So it could be any of those things, but they definitely have the ability to wreak havoc on the world.
Right.
And these four angels that are released, these fallen angels, they can do it. I mean, they could kill a third of all of mankind. Look, one of God's angels killed 186,000 men in a night.
Right.
You know, it was nothing.
Well, and the fact that it jumps right into these four angels are released. And
right.
And so they're demonic, and
yes.
and they aren't the ones. I mean, they're essentially going to be using this 200 million man army.
Right,
they're going to be the ones that are directing their actions, and basically telling them what to do.
Yeah,
and so that's quite fascinating, because that is it literally has to be just right around the corner.
Yeah, they're going to be vengeful, and they'll have a lot of authority to do a lot of damage.
Yep.
So, wow, interesting. And that is Revelation?
Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 21.
Good deal. All right, well, we better take our break. And we've got a couple of audio clips on the other side. Lots of stuff going on. The fight between good and evil is
on.
Is on. So I love being on the side that we're on. I'll tell you that.
No kidding.
All right. We'll be back here in just a moment. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a website you need hosted, whether you have a ministry or a business or a website for anything, you can have that hosted securely with a Christian Patriot-owned business, and they're located in the American Redoubt. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Spokane, Washington. And the segment sponsor for this segment is Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level, prepping2-0.com. You know, Lady Liberty, you were talking about the 44th who shall not be named.
Right.
Talking about, you know, having to do something about this divided narrative in America.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this from the Gateway Pundit. 3 out of 10 young Americans and mostly Democrats support government cameras installed in American households, according to the survey.
Wow.
Yeah. Just begging for it. It's just like the Bolsheviks. Yep. Come on, comrade. You got to do your part.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Oh, my goodness. I just, you know, anyway. Well, what do you say? Okay.
Right.
Now, got the fight going on in Washington, D.C., people being held accountable. The FBI is scared. Take it away.
That's right. And so listen to this clip here. This is a White House press conference clip. And listen to this response. This is the craziest response from John Kirby at the White House.
Leave, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
Wow. Jesus.
Can I take that question?
The president spoke to this. The president has spoken to this, and there's nothing to these claims.
The president has spoken to this already, and there's nothing to it.
Oh, yes. Well,
about everything else they've been busted in.
John Kirby better watch out, because it's already proven. They've got the evidence in their hands. And so he's just going to have to eat what he just said, even if it was the most pathetic, lame response I've ever heard.
Almost as bad as the Jean-Pierre or whatever her name is saying that just a week and a half ago that illegal immigration is down 90%.
Yeah, that's
right. Because of the efforts of this president.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So everything they say is a lie.
Yes, just blatant, bold-faced lie right to the camera.
That's right.
And so then we've got another clip here from House Oversight Committee Representative James Comer, and he just goes right into the fact that the Oversight Committee will now hold Chris Wray and the FBI officials accountable for protecting Joe Biden and his family from their investigation, and they plan to get that started on Thursday. Listen to this clip.
FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then-Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures. These are facts, and no amount of spin and, frankly, lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability. The investigation is not dead. This is only the beginning. It appears this investigation is part of an ongoing investigation, which I assume is in Delaware. The Oversight Committee will follow the facts and be transparent to the American people with our findings.
All right. Well, that's what they're claiming they're going to do. Let's hope they actually do what they say they're going to do.
That's right.
So far, they've got their teeth locked down on these guys.
Oh, yes.
And moving forward. So
yep.
I'm not sure what that means yet. Impeachment. If that means criminal charges to follow or what. But
right.
Yeah, a little more digging there. But they're not letting them off the hook.
Thank goodness for that.
That's right. All right, you guys, you have a great day out there. Be blessed and be safe. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.